Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you. You know, a lot of times on this show, we try to help you. And, you know, one of the things that we've tried to talk about a lot on this show is, you know, the economy and how bad it is. And one of the things you really, really, really need to know about with this economy is credit. You got to have good credit. So, as a matter of fact, we've got a caller, Alicia. Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Alicia Khan.
Yes.
Alicia, I wanted to have you come on the show, actually, because I wanted to discuss this with you.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to discuss with you ways in which, because, you know, we try to help people here on the show. That's what we're about.
And
here.
That's a good thing.
Because I'm a helper. That's what I am.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And so I wanted to have you on because I want to talk about how it is that we can help people. How can we help people with credit? Because a lot of people are confused about credit. Mm-hmm. They don't really know about credit. They don't know a lot of things about credit.
Yes, it's very sad.
So, and especially now with the economy being the way it is, you know, explain to us how it is, mm-hmm. for instance, that people, you know, for instance, can you share with us what a good credit report should look like? Not what mine looks like, but what a good one looks like.
Absolutely, Edward. A good credit report should consist of a variety of open and positive trade lines on the credit report with little to no derogatory items. And what do I mean by trade lines? Trade lines are accounts or bills that we all have that are reflected on the credit report. So you want to make sure that all of the bills that you have are reflecting positively on the credit report. What do I mean by positive? Positive refers to the bills that we pay on time. On time is, I know it sounds so simple, but paying on time is what brings up our score. And by the way, paying on time means less than 30 days from the day your bill is due, you're still in good standing. Open, what do I mean by open? Open refers to, well, it refers to as opposed to closed. Many people ask us, they'll tell us, well, I closed my account because I thought that I paid it in full, like I closed it, I thought that would help. Actually, no, you want to keep your accounts open in general. There
right,
are
that's
exceptions.
Not good. That's not you, good. You want to have credit cards.
Right, and you want to use it.
Right.
You want to, I mean, I'm not saying use it extravagantly. No, use it maybe for gasoline. Use it for groceries.
Right.
Use it
couple
for
$100, right?
What'd you say?
$200 a month,
well,
or something.
Well, whatever it is that you're buying, you use your cards because that's what lending institutions and creditors are looking for in order to qualify you for whatever it is you're trying to qualify for. They're looking for positive accounts that you're paying on time, that are open. And one more thing, a trick to the trade, you want to keep those credit balances under 50% of the credit limit. And that's
oh, yeah, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm finding that more and more. There's lots of things that people can do that they're not aware of.
Wow, that's a simple thing to do, too. Let me ask you a question,
sure.
too, Alicia, because, like, for instance, a lot of people, especially in Florida and in Arizona, because people are underwater in their homes, mm-hmm. you know, they stopped paying maybe their mortgages, mm-hmm. okay, but yet they're paying their other bills. Now, are credit card companies, are they kind of scoring you differently now in that sense? Have they looked at that and go, well, you're paying all your bills, mm-hmm. But maybe you're not paying your mortgage?
Now, I mean, I wish I could tell you, Edward, yes. But actually, no. If you're not paying your mortgage, it does drive down
one.
Your score, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I know that. I know that drives down your score. Yeah. But, like, I have a friend of mine, for instance, that he stopped paying his mortgage,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, he was underwater in his home.
Sure.
But yet he was still getting...
Many, many other people.
Yeah. But he was still getting credit cards. And he was getting credit card offers and stuff.
I would have to say if that was a scenario, he started from an excellent place. He probably has very good credit.
Uh-huh.
And that was if that was the only item on his credit report that was reporting negatively, his credit, when you don't pay your mortgage, it does lower your score.
Well, yeah, of
course. Perhaps he started with a 755. And maybe his score lowered 150 points to a 600,
uh-huh.
he can still qualify at 600 for a credit card.
Huh.
So everyone's situation is different. But no, they're not. Unfortunately, credit reporting agencies are not saying, oh, well, because of the economy, we'll just excuse
right.
them. Oh, unfortunately.
And let me ask you this. What is there a way for consumers to stop creditors from pulling their credit reports without their permission? Because, for instance, I know that if you pull your credit report, it's not necessarily good, you know,
absolutely,
to do that, right?
And that's one of the ways that consumers can help themselves to improve their own credit is by not allowing creditors to pull, to not be frivolous, to not allow people to pull it unnecessarily or creditors to pull it unnecessarily. To answer your question, yes, there is a way. There are many lenders or creditors who will pull your credit without your permission, and because that's because they are going, they're looking to pre-qualify people for whatever it may be, a car, a credit card. There is a website, and it's the official website from the credit reporting agencies. It's called optoutprescreen.com.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but I want to tell you, once you click on that, yes, no, well, I should say no, no more creditors will ever pull your credit report until you unclick it. You go back onto that website. But I want to emphasize there are advantages and disadvantages. And most important, we want your listeners and consumers to be educated, right? The disadvantage to, obviously, to saying no, I don't want anyone pulling my credit without my permission, is that you will not receive any more offers in the mail if that's a disadvantage. Well, that is a disadvantage. Some people think it's not, but that's a disadvantage. You're terminating lenders' or creditors' ability to pre-screen you so you won't receive those offers in the mail, right? Now, an advantage to that situation is something very few people think about, and that's you're actually reducing your chances of becoming a victim of identity theft.
That's a big thing.
What'd you say?
That's a big thing right now.
Yeah. But do you see the connection?
Yeah.
Because that's, unfortunately, identity thieves, that's a treasure for them. When someone receives an offer in the mail, if an identity thief can get a hold of that, and the research shows they look through your garbage piles and they can go through your mailbox, that unfortunately, that's something, that's a, they just, what identity thieves do, they'll take that offer and they'll call up and say, oh, you know what, my address changed, I don't live there anymore, can you send me the credit card to this address? So, I mean, that's the advantage. It doesn't happen all the time. It's a slim chance. It's just, I just try to educate people on, you know, the various things going on with that all pertain to credit so that each person can make the best decision for themselves.
Right, right. Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company so that if people need any help out there.
Sure. The name of our company is called Ask for Premier Credit Repair, and the telephone number is 954-217-3763.
Okay, and then is there a 800 number too?
Yeah, actually we do. We have a nationwide number, and that is 866-598-6364.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alicia.
My pleasure.
Really, really appreciate the knowledge.
Anytime.
Thank you very, very much.
You got it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.